Hi, this is Heather Gray. I'm an interim chair of this Pacifica Affiliates Task Force meeting tonight, and I'm going to ask for Mia to give the roll call.
Okay, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Pacifica National Board Affiliates Committee call. It is April 14th, I'm sorry. Okay, Teresa Allen?
Here.
Jessica Apollinar, Jim Boyd, John Brinkley, Elizabeth Brown, Mitchell Cohen, Kathy Davis, Heather Gray,
here,
Campbell Johnson, Cynthia Johnson, Kim Kaufman,
here,
Jim Kraska, Jack Kurzweil, Sequoia Mercier, Afia Wangaza, and I think someone just joined us. Who just joined?
Nia, it's Chandra.
Oh, hi, Chandra. And Chandra Hausman. Okay.
And Dina Colbert needs to be put on that list.
Dina Colbert. Okay. I'm just looking at the list here. Okay. Is anybody else? Okay. That's it.
Thank you, Mia. The agenda we have is a report from the Affiliates Director, Ursula, a board report, old business, which would be a discussion about a survey, and new business, which is discussion about the resolution before the Board of Directors. And so, are there any other changes to that agenda? Okay, with everyone to move on. Yes.
This is me, Heather. I will, an election of chair pro tem and secretary pro tem right at the very top before we even do the agenda.
Election of chair pro tem
and
secretary pro tem. Just tell me now, is there usually someone who records, right, these meetings?
I'm usually the secretary. I'll be happy to do it if you tell me again what the agenda is.
Well, let me go through the agenda again. So that's Ursula giving a report, a report from the affiliates director, something from the board of directors report. I don't know who will give that report. but an old business, which would be a discussion about the survey people are interested in. And then new business, which is talking about the resolution before the Board of Directors about the Affiliates Task Force that hasn't been addressed yet by the board. So Mia was just saying that we need to select a chair pro tem and also a secretary. So
where do you want to do that?
Well, Mia was saying that she thought we should do that at the very beginning. Is that agreeable with everyone? Do I hear a yay or nay?
Silence means consent.
Silence means consent. Fair enough. All right, so let's talk about the selection of a chair pro tem, who that should be.
I move that Heather Gray serve as chair pro tem.
Who is that?
This is Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
I nominate Heather Gray.
So do we follow, I must ask you all, do we follow Robert's rules here? Is that?
No.
Okay.
No, because we're a task force, so we're not.
We're just a task force, okay.
Yeah.
Do we ask for a second, or is that?
We don't have to do that because we don't have to follow Robert's rules.
Okay. So are there any other recommendations for chair pro tem? So, all right, you all, so help me. What does that mean, then? Does that mean
you're rich.
The chair?
chair pro tem.
All right, thank you. Now, are the recommendations for secretary?
I nominate Teresa Allen. This is Nia.
All right. Any other recommendations? All right, so Teresa, thank you. You're the secretary.
All right.
All right. So,
if I understand the agenda, it's call to order, election of chair pro tem, election of secretary pro tem, affiliate director's report, old business, new business, select next meeting date, and then adjourn.
Discussion of motion.
There is a board report after Ursula.
Okay.
Ursula the same.
This is Nia?
Yes.
I would like to add meeting dates or dates, whatever, and also action items should, I'm just making, it's a suggestion, this is the way I normally do my agenda just before adjournment this week. It's a recap of who's going to do what.
A recap of
what,
the meeting,
when.
Who's going to do what, excellent idea. Yeah, I like that too.
So after
action
business
items.
Action items?
No, just
at the very
before
end of the
adjournment.
Meeting?
Just the way
before
we do our personnel, Teresa.
Yeah, okay. I like that too. That's good.
The other thing that I would like to suggest, this is a new board, and I know that there's something that's lingering out there. It was a task force. I think that should be at the top of the agenda, where it talks about how it should be constituted, so that we can discuss that for the new folks who don't know what this is all about. I think it's only logical to explain to people whatever the motion is that's out there.
Would that be when we discuss new business?
Well, I would like to...
Actually, this is old business. It's been around for a year.
That's why I said that I would like to move it
out. Is that Ursula? Is that Ursula?
No, I'm just laughing. It's true.
Well,
I
know it's been around for a while, but I was thinking, you know, we're going to be talking about... Yes, go ahead. Sorry.
May I finish? What I said when I started was to move it up.
At the very beginning.
That is correct. That seems logical, you know.
Would you repeat?
Chair,
yes.
May I say something? I think
Please.
We have to be a little bit, obviously, we've elected chair and secretary pro tem, and the third item is like constructing the agenda. So that's what we're doing right now. But I think we have to be careful in that some people have not received proper notice for this meeting.
This is true. Yeah.
And so I think we shouldn't get into too much details with conducting a lot of business, because some people might feel slighted.
Right.
So I'm just saying we ought to be careful what we put on new business, because some people...
Can I ask a question here just for protocol? You know, I was on the affiliates from last year, so this came through on the affiliates listserv. But was anybody notified?
No.
Were new people from the various LSBs put on this list, so they would have gotten an email?
Can I ask this question here, so that we could perhaps move forward with the agenda and really start with Ursula? The reason I'm saying this, Mia, is that I'm listening to what Teresa had to say, and I think it's true that we need some clarity on how the notice went out. I think it also seems to be the case that the affiliate committee or task force has been meeting on the second Thursday for some time now, and I don't understand the wherewithal about getting notices out through Pacifica. But if we could include that in the discussion under new business, so that we could talk about the next meeting that we'll have and what needs to be discussed in terms of the resolution or how things will be constituted, so that we have more people on the call to discuss this, it seems only fair. I'm in somewhat agreement with Teresa about that. But is that okay with you, Mia? Can we do that? Even if the meeting doesn't take a tremendously long time tonight, if we could just begin this process and then talk about how we're going to reach out to whoever else it is that we need to reach out to.
I'm in total agreement with everything Teresa said. And that's why I raised since everybody was going along with it, I'm flexible, but I agree with Teresa wholeheartedly. There are a ton of people here who don't know anything about the meeting, myself included.
Yeah.
If this person had been at PNB, I would not have known about the meeting.
Right. So I'm in agreement that we need to, that process certainly needs to be tightened up. But if we get to discuss that when we get to new business, is that okay with you?
But I think the point is we can't really have a meeting when half the people on this task force haven't been notified.
That's true.
Here are some other people coming on.
Hi, this is John from WBAI.
Hi, John.
Hi.
This is Heather Gray. I'm here in
John
Atlanta.
John Brinkley. Okay.
John Brinkley, yes.
Hi, John. I was just getting ready to call you.
I just give a point of information based on past practice, what we've done?
Who is it?
Chandra from KPFA.
Yes.
Basically, there's a listserv, and the board secretary, that's the national board secretary, notifies the webmaster to put people on the Pacifica Task Force listserv, anybody that's been nominated, anybody that's been put forward by their local station board. And they get added to the listserv, and then somebody, I believe it's the secretary for the task force, puts the notice on the calendar every month, and that generates, an automatic notification to everybody on the listserv. So when I went online today and I saw that there was a meeting scheduled for next Thursday, that's why I wrote into the task force, because...
Right.
Okay, and then the rest is history.
Yeah.
This is Ursula. Can I just make one quick correction? The person who puts people on the listserv is me. So I have kind of piecemeal put people on the listserv this year, as I've been told. But the best thing would be is if the secretary of the PNB would send me a definitive list. Now, Teresa sent me a list yesterday, and as far as I know, everybody on that list is on the listserv. But I think that we should ask this. I'm not sure who the secretary is of the PNB, but that person really should send me a list so I can make sure.
Heather, this is Mia.
Yes, Mia.
If Ursula gives me her email address, I just printed KPFTX. I could forward it to you.
Okay, it's just ursula@pacifica.org.
Okay, I'll send it.
Thank you, and I'll make sure. I'm pretty sure everybody that we know about is on.
This is John.
Okay,
this is John.
Can we move forward? Hi, John.
Hi. Will the call-in number and access code be the same all time?
Actually, this is Ursula. I think actually Pacifica wants us to move to a different conference call, and I will double check that and provide that information. I think they're looking for a cheaper service.
But until then, to answer his question.
Yeah, until I'll make sure that's noticed. And until then, it'll be this call.
All right. I want to ask the pleasure of the group. Can we move forward on the agenda? If we need to discuss more about notice and so forth, we can bring that under new business. Is that all right, everyone? Does silence mean concurrence with that? I don't know. So.
Yes, cool with me.
Are we okay? All right.
This is Teresa. This is Teresa. I'd like to reiterate one more time again, as I understand the agenda.
All right.
Meeting was called to order, and then we had the election of chair and secretary pro tem, then is approval of agenda, then affiliate director report, PNB report, old business, which was the survey, new business, which included a resolution and discussion of next meeting, review action items, and adjourn.
I think that's good.
Okay, thank you.
Any corrections to that? Yeah,
this
I saw Nia wanted a discussion of the resolution to the PNB under old business.
That's
yeah,
correct.
We got that. That's there.
Old business.
We have that.
Okay, then the first item on the old business is the survey. Oh, is the survey is new business?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's there are two parts to old business.
Okay.
One is the resolution to the PNB, and the other is the survey.
In that order?
I believe that's what Nia wanted.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, just let me just step in here a sec. I think the new business was also about the resolution. Someone had recommended sending a letter to
that's
the board.
Correct.
That's under new
correct.
Business, I think.
Well,
two separate issues.
Well, I moved that we move it. Heather, this is Nia?
Yes.
Yeah. I had moved that we move it up, and that didn't get voted down, so we need to, I mean, I suggest that we move up the, is it a resolution you guys are calling it, or a motion or whatever it is?
Actually, the structure motion was introduced last year by Richard Uzel, and I don't know who else joined in with him. But it's been pending on the PNB agenda for, I don't know, I think since October, November of last year.
Resolution?
No, it's not a resolution. It's a motion to approve the structure
of
the affiliate task force that was sent out, you know. And I don't know if the new members have received it or not.
That's exactly why I suggested. I made a motion to move it up to have it discussed now.
So who is that speaking? I'm sorry.
It was Nia Heather. Sorry.
Nia. Yeah.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I don't care whether we discuss this under old business or new business, and I would think that unless there's really some pressing reason to discuss it under old business, let's just keep it under new business just to make it simple. But.
Yeah.
So it takes a long time to get agendas done here, but so let's go over this again. So new business would be what? New business would be at this point.
The new business was this resolution, and then someone suggested and discussing the next meeting at that point also.
That new meeting, okay. And the old business. Is also
the survey.
The survey. Anything else?
Teresa, the motion for the structure, I do have to say, is not new business. The motion for the structure was worked on all last year with the task force.
Who's speaking?
That's old business.
Okay, well, fine.
Who's speaking?
Shall we vote on this, Madam Chair?
I think we should vote on this. And Teresa, I'm going to ask you to go through the agenda one more time, and then let's vote on it.
I thought I had just said that about it being introduced.
I'm sorry.
Said that the motion was introduced to the PNB after. Well, anyway, never mind.
Teresa, would you go over the agenda?
Okay. The call to order, election of Chair Pro Tem and Secretary Pro Tem, approval of agenda. Affiliate Director's Report, the PNB Report, the Old Business, which I thought was the survey, the New Business, which was the resolution and discussion of next meeting. Now, maybe I'm just misunderstanding this. And then item number 8 on the agenda was Review Action Items, and item number 9 was Adjourn.
Okay.
So if I understand it, the motion on the floor right now
one correction, Teresa. As as Dina indicated, the motion, the structure motion, is an old business item.
Okay,
I
will just
put the structure
that as a correction to my poor.
I don't mind.
I
support your motion, Nia, to move it to the top of the agenda, but just. I don't want people to think that it's a new item. That's all.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
So why don't we just say we'll move old business to the top of the agenda?
Is that the motion?
Yes. If that clarifies.
I didn't hear the motion.
How many people do we have on the call right now?
And we don't have a quorum requirement.
But I could answer you. But I could tell you in a minute, Heather, if you'd like to know.
We have eight.
We have eight people on the call.
1 second.
Okay. So, are there any objections to moving old? So this is moving old business up to the top. Is that correct?
Okay.
So, are there any objections to doing that?
I didn't hear you, Heather.
Are there objections to moving up old business to the top of the agenda?
Claire, may I, a point of information?
Yes.
I think that Nia's concern about was that she wanted the discussion of the resolution moved to the top of the agenda, not the survey item.
Oh, I see. Right.
That's correct.
The resolution.
Are there objections to moving the resolution up to the top of the agenda, and that will be followed by Ursula's report and so forth? Is that correct?
If I could, this is Dina. If I could just add one thing, I use the word resolution, and it's really a motion to approve the structure of the task force.
Right.
So if we could just call it the motion before the PNB about the structure of the task force. I think that would be clarity.
Okay. All right. So what's the consensus of the group? Should we discuss it first then?
No, when we get to the item, we're just voting on whether to move it up or not.
To move it up, right. So
from new business to old business.
No, the other way around. Wasn't it an old business?
The motion before the PNB was on the old business. That's correct.
I think I have a clarification that may work. I move the moving up the motion to restructure the structure of the task force motion to be the first item on the agenda, followed by the coordinator's report.
Yeah. And then we go into old business and new business.
Yes.
And so forth.
Don't even call it old and new.
Yeah, right. So it's just an item on the agenda. Somebody else wanted to make a point, and then I'd like to see if we could move forward. Ursula, was that you? Did you want to say something?
Well, I don't know if it matters. I mean,
okay.
It just seems like there was an old business suggestion made, which was discussing the motion as it stands to the board. And the new business item was Dina wanting to start a new initiative to address the PNB. And that was the confusion that was happening. One is a new initiative, the other is looking at the old.
Right, exactly. Right. Okay, are there any objections to moving up the motion before the PNB to have a discussion before we move into the rest of the agenda? Is that okay with everyone?
No objection.
All right. Okay, so let's begin this agenda. The motion before the PNB, who would like to begin that discussion?
Just a point of order, Heather?
Yes.
Yeah. Could someone please send it out to the group again? So we're all...
I can send it right now.
That'd be great.
I'll send it in the listserv.
I don't know.
Would someone like to talk about what's the status? I'm a little bit worried about this. One of the reasons I'm a little bit worried about is that we were thinking that we perhaps need to wait till we have more of the people on the call, though maybe we have enough now. I'm not sure. But does someone want to give just a brief overview about the history of this a little bit so that we could have that understanding as well? I mean, it was passed last year, right, by the task force. Does someone want to give that history a little bit?
Well, Nia gave the history of what took place on the PNB and what ensued in the task force was Campbell offered to set up a committee to for the task force to work on the structure. and it was open to all members of the task force, and the task force met all spring and summer. And we had open call meeting on it for discussion, and then in the fall, and anybody can go back if you can still listen to the phone calls. I don't know if there's still to be tapped into, but we had a roll call vote in the fall on the final approval, and it was a unanimous vote by the task force, which we then proceeded to present to the PNB, which is what we were asked to do. That's the history.
Right. Okay, so now what is it that we want to discuss with this? I mean, I know, Mia, you were talking about the structure of the task force, I believe, right? Which is somewhat expressed in that resolution, in that motion. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, it is normal practice to read the resolution because there are people that are listening and they who aren't on the list serve of the affiliates task force.
So you read it and then we have the discussion for people to know what it is that we're
sounds like a good idea. Does someone have a copy of that right in front of them?
I can read it, Heather.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Introduction. The Affiliates Task Force focuses on understanding communication and expansion of the Pacifica Affiliates Program. It shall be an advisory group to the Affiliates Coordinator, the two elected Affiliate Directors, and to support Pacifica's Affiliate Program. The Task Force is unique because it includes Pacifica's clients, affiliates, as well as Pacifica. This is due to the fact that the affiliates are not only clients receiving services from Pacifica, but also partners, but are also partners in collaboration in the democratic media movement. Mission. Consistent with the Pacifica mission, the task force mission is to facilitate communication between all parties within Pacifica and the Pacifica affiliate network and to advance the practice and pursuit of sustaining and expanding grassroots community radio. The task force shall strive to increase the capacity of Pacifica Affiliate Network through an exploration of mutual benefits by working together, sharing programming, resources, information, and economic stability. Membership. Anyone from an affiliate station or Pacifica's network is welcome to participate in the task force as long as they follow the four principles stated below. 1. Participants respect the responsibilities and authority of affiliates' general managers in their contractual and financial relationship with Pacifica Foundation. 2. Participants respect the responsibilities and authority of Pacifica staff in their contractual and financial relationships with affiliate stations. 3. Participants respect the responsibilities and authority of members of the Pacifica National Board. 4. Pacifica staff and board members and affiliate general managers, if they're involved, respect the right and responsibility of the task force to organize itself as it sees fit to be most effective and to make recommendations as an advisory body. Voting, co-meeting, facilitators, and monthly meetings. When voting is involved, only task force members who have attended 3 consecutive meetings, the meeting of the vote and 2 meetings immediately prior to the vote, shall be allowed to vote. The task force will elect co-meeting facilitators who shall be PNB directors who are elected members to the task force and a secretary who shall be any member of the task force. In order to select permanently yearly facilitators, there shall be a pro tem facilitator for the first 3 meetings. The task force shall meet a minimum of once a month. Policy recommendations. Most of the task force work is collaboration, information gathering, and communication. In order to secure institutional support for the network, there may occasionally be a need to make policy recommendations to the TNB and or staff. Task force reports. All task force reports and communication shall be first approved by the task force. Operations and subcommittee structure. The task force provides a forum for input and discussion about the needs of affiliates and Pacifica and for developing the affiliate network. It provides a support system for this process. It also works on individual advisory projects. These are implemented by subcommittees in coordination with the affiliates coordinator. Subcommittees currently being recommended include, but are not limited to, a survey subcommittee for gathering information about affiliates' needs and a subcommittee for financial development. These are being recommended in response to needs that have become evident during this past year. That's it.
All right. So, discussion.
Does Mia have it?
Yes.
Yeah. I had sent a shorter version. I didn't get Ursula's copy of that. A much shorter version. I don't know if we could do it. For example, in the introduction and mission, I think I'm trying to remember now what Ursula just said, but mine consists of just two sentences that read, the Affiliates Task Force focuses on the strengthening and expansion of the Pacific Affiliates Program. That's the first sentence. It shall be an advisory group to the Pacifica National Board, PNB, and, as needed, a support to the affiliates coordinator. I think it's... And
you're breaking up.
You're breaking up, Mia. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Yeah. Right.
Every time I start speaking, it just... I haven't moved, and you guys were able to hear me all along. I haven't moved. I don't know.
I'm hearing you now, but there seems to be some background noise.
Sorry to interrupt you, Mia. This is Jessica. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Who is this?
That's Jessica Apollinar.
Oh, hi, Jessica. Okay. Great. So, okay. Mia, go ahead.
Would you like me to forward what I forwarded to the PNB to Ursa, and Ursa can send it out?
That'd be good. But I'd like to just have a sense of what it is that we're discussing about this. I know that this motion was passed unanimously, I think, by the task force. Is that correct? And then this has been presented to the board of directors. I don't think we're talking about changing this, are we? I think that there have been some interest in talking about some other kind of structure or something of the task force itself. Isn't that correct, Mia? We're not talking about changing this motion, are we?
I humbly and respectfully think that it should be changed, so that doesn't preclude us from discussing it. I think it is quite broad, and for the membership, I think there were four things that Ursula read, and basically abiding by the rules, I still didn't get what Ursula said to earlier, so forgive my memory having a senior moment here. But for membership, for example, mine just simply says, any staff person from an affiliate station or any past or present member of a Pacifica local station board may join the task force. All shall observe the following principles. Task force members shall not intervene in the contractual and financial relationships between affiliate station and the Pacifica Foundation. That's one. Number two, the task force shall organize itself as it sees fit, except as follows below, and that three consecutive absences shall result in a loss of voting membership until the member attends a third meeting after said loss of membership.
So basically you're not changing the substance, you're just changing the wording, basically. Is that correct?
Well, actually, there is a significant change, and is it possible to get your proposal, Nia, sent out to the task force?
That's what I just said, that I sent it to Ursula, and then she's going to send it to you guys.
Because there is a change there that may be significant.
Oh, yeah, there are changes.
Yeah.
I think the other one was a little bit too broad. I'm still waiting for Ursula's. I haven't gotten it yet.
Sonia, you just sent this to Ursula. Is that right? You just sent you what you had just read.
Yes.
To Ursula.
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. Should I continue reading until she gets it and sends it out?
I think probably it's better that we wait till Ursula gets this. And you didn't have what Ursula sent yet.
I'm putting it up
yes.
now.
Okay.
I dug it up from my old thing.
in the meantime here.
Now, this motion has been before the Board of Directors now for how long? About 6 months? How long?
Well, you know what, Heather? Every year the board changes. So it's not in front of the same people, and that's why it needs to be reintroduced.
That's a good point.
I know people are just, you know, putting stuff
it
on the agenda carrying over.
My understanding, it was reintroduced in January, February, and March.
Heather?
Yes.
Please call the member to order. I don't know who's yelling out.
I think it was a point of clarification, Nia.
But that was not said.
Actually, it was a good clarifying. My comments probably. So it's. I know that I've been on two Pacifica board meetings, and it's been on each of those board meetings. And we've not been able to.
It's been on the agenda.
It's been on the agenda, and we've not been able to discuss it yet. So, Ursa, are you able to send that out?
Yeah, it just went out.
All right, thanks. Maybe we should just wait till we get it, I guess. But I'd like to hear from you, Nia. What is the change of what you're recommending to what the existing motion is?
Well, it's to all parts of it. It's for voting for co-meeting facilitators. The task force will elect co-meeting facilitators and who shall be affiliate GMs or current P&D directors and a secretary who may be any member of the task force. In order to select permanent yearly facilitators, there shall be a pro tem facilitator for the first two meetings. The task force shall meet monthly. And the task force reports, when possible, chairs shall work together in reports which shall be distributed in advance to the task force, whose members may choose to submit minority reports. Because, you know, as chair of committees, it's kind of hard sometimes to get these reports to people, you know, wait for their input and then get them back. So I said, wherever possible, I'm not saying it shouldn't be done. It should be so.
Can I speak to this, or how do you want to proceed, Heather?
I have no idea. I was not prepared for this, so I have no idea. Who is that speaking?
This is Chandra. I wanted to speak
Hi,
to Nia's proposed change.
Yes, I wish you would do that, please. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, just to give a little history, when the affiliate task force was created, it was created at the initiative of people that are currently still active, and this is, seven, eight years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it was open to anybody that was involved with the Pacifica station or an affiliate station. It wasn't limited to past or present board members. And,
sorry.
I don't know who just joined.
Who just joined?
I keep getting dropped off of the call. This is Jessica. Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Great.
Sorry, guys.
So,
go ahead, Chandra.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, I would like to keep that change. I would like to keep the old version because it's more inclusive. And basically it grandfathers in those people that not only formed, lobbied and for the task force to be created in the first place, but also were past members of the task force from its initial inception. So that's why I propose that we keep the language as it now is written and not as Nia proposes, which is it's a minor change, but it's significant in terms of, the overall participation of people on the task force.
This is Gina. Can I please be put on the line?
Yeah.
And then also Nia for the stack, Heather?
I'm sorry?
And then Nia for the stack, please, after Dina?
I'm sorry, I don't understand. I didn't understand that. Gina, you were asking to be on the line. What did you mean?
On the stack. On the stack, please. After Dina?
Yes, of course. Nina, go ahead.
I have a structural question. What I'm understanding is that the work of the task force from last year is being opened up again before it has gone before the PNB. The PNB is different and the task force is different. So structurally, what is the ruling for reopening work from previous motions that have been passed unanimously? I don't understand. I understand NIA's wanting to know what the resolution is, but I'm not. I don't understand structurally how we can open it up and change it when it's before the PNB and it's work done by people who are not presently on the committee. And the PNB is different each year. So there isn't a bylaws ruling that something needs to be completed within the year before the PNB. And if it is, then is the PNB responsible for not having passed it? We only followed the ruling of the PNB. So I don't have any clear understanding of why we're having a further discussion at this time.
Would anyone, I know, Nia, you want to comment, but I'd like to just ask if there's anyone else who would like to respond to what Nina just said, particularly
I would
board
like,
members.
This is Ursula. Can
or,
I
no,
comment?
Ursula, go ahead. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
I would just like to point out how incredibly destructive this is to me as a staff. I mean, not to me, but just to the operations of the affiliates program. You know, that it's
Heather,
just, you know,
a point of order.
No.
Heather, a point of order takes precedence. To impugn motive, to say that mine is destructive, that is certainly out of order. I have a right to speak as a human being. I have a suggestion. I was quite polite with it. Ursula is completely out of order to say this is destructive. I'm not
okay,
trying to
wait a minute.
Destroy
Nia,
the foundation.
I was not speaking about you. I think you misunderstood what I said. I'm responding to Dina's comment. I'm not saying that you're being destructive. I'm responding. Heather asked for us to respond to what Dina said. And so what I'm saying, Dina is pointing out that there is really no procedure in place for what we're doing here and for dealing with coming to a decision. And it is relevant that the ongoing lack of process makes it increasingly difficult for staff to really operate effectively. And because ultimately one would assume that being able to support the operations is an issue. I'm not directing this at you, Nia. I'm just saying that the fact that there is no really clear process for this decision results in a situation where all we do is talk about our structure and the work just can't get done. So I just want to put that on the table.
Thank you, Ursula. Nia, you wanted to say something else? You wanted to comment?
Yes. And I will repeat that was totally out of order. I brought this. The discussion surrounds what I'm talking about, and that's what Dina commented about. And that's what was being described as being destructive. I mean, I can perfectly well leave the committee. Believe me, it is no skin off my nose. I can leave.
I just want to ask the task force this question. I know that this resolution is before the board right now was passed unanimously by the task force. I know the board of directors has not considered it yet, and then tonight Nia is coming up with some other kind of wording, and this is the first time, I think, well, certainly that I've seen it. I don't know if that's true with other members of the task force. I don't know if this is something that we can really go over tonight. I think we need to look at this.
This is Nia, Heather. I'm sorry,
yeah.
But I got dropped. I'm sorry. I don't know how I just got dropped.
No, it's okay. This is the first time we've seen this. I don't know if we can discuss this tonight, Nia. I think that we've got to look at this. We've got to reflect upon it. I think that we could send emails back and forth. I think that we do need to have a better understanding of the process, as Dina was saying, about a unanimous decision on the part of the task force to support the motion that's before the board now. I mean, that does seem to be some kind of precedent here. I'm really, frankly, as the chair pro tem, I'm not willing to entertain this evening in that we have just received this. I think that there are some other things that we probably need to discuss. I'm not saying it's not important, but probably because I think it is important, we need to reflect upon this. We need to look at what you've written. We need to look again at the motion that's before the board of directors. I know that one of the folks on the call tonight was wanting to talk about some way that we could send a letter to the board of directors to encourage them to consider this motion so the affiliates task force can move forward. So I'm going to ask Nia if we could take your wording, you know, consider it, see if there's anything that people want to do about it, and in the next meeting, we'll discuss it. Is that okay with you?
I don't have a problem with that because I do understand that you're just getting. That's perfectly fine with me, which is what I was going to suggest before.
I thank you for that.
But may I finish?
Go ahead.
In the version that was presented, it talks about grandfathering, and this is my concern about grandfathering. I do respect all the work that people have done in the past, you know, affiliates directors and interim PNB directors, and every other director has to be elected. You know, there's an election and so forth, and the people on the committees are directors or local station board members. And I know this is a task force, and I'm not saying this about anybody who's, you know, past or present who's not on the board. My concern about leaving it so open in this environment, we don't know who could get on the board and we get infiltrated. God forbid there's some, you know, some group that we don't want, which is not a very nice group whose mission is antithetical to ours. We don't want a grandfather in somebody like that. So that's my only objection to the grandfathering.
Can I speak to it?
Hi. I just want to check in. This is Sequoia Mercier. I apologize. I just came on. I wasn't aware of the meeting, but I'm.
Well, thanks for coming on. We were not very good at getting notices out on this one, so apologize for that. Thank you for coming on the call. Who is that? Who wanted to speak? Chandra?
It's Chandra. Yeah.
Yes, please.
I can understand and appreciate Nia's concern, but it actually is only affecting just a couple of people that don't fall into the categories that are proposed. There's only a couple of people that would be affected and would become ineligible for future task force participation, and were people that were instrumental in the task force being created in the first place as well as being perpetuated. And so that's one point. And then the second point is that the task force spent the whole last year working on this motion, revising it, discussing it, meeting after meeting after meeting, and then finally came to unanimous consent and moved it forward to the PNB as a motion, which is currently it's currently on the agenda of the PNB. So to revise it, then we have to take it off the agenda of the PNB, disregard the work of the whole year's last task force. I don't know what we do with the fact that it was unanimously approved, and, you know, it makes me feel really uncomfortable. I can appreciate that Nia would want to make changes or anybody would want to make changes. My suggestion is let's get a structure motion passed. We can bring it back and we can discuss making any changes in the future. But let's get something on the table so Ursula has something to guide her and she can move forward, because this has been limiting to her job you know, it limits the effectiveness of her work.
Well, I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. I'm going to ask that we table this for right now, and we can perhaps go back and forth with some emails. There have been some really excellent recommendations here, and I appreciate also the hard work that I know the task force put into this. I was hearing some of that. So I'm going to ask if we could just move forward with the rest of the agenda, and then that we will discuss this between us and then come back and finalize this at the next meeting.
As a point of order, this is Dina Kohlberg. Can I get on the stack?
Can you, Dina, I'm sorry, what are you wanting to do? You're wanting to do what? You wanted to make comments?
What you're saying, Heather, by delaying the decision, are you then saying it can't go to the PNB this month?
That's a really good question. I appreciate you saying that. When is the next board meeting? I'm not sure when it is. When is the next board meeting? Does anyone know?
This is me.
It's
April 23rd. I could look it up. This is April 23rd or something like that.
So it probably will be on the agenda again. April the 24th, is it? Is that what you said? That's a Sunday?
No, it is going to be, April 27th.
April the 27th?
Yeah.
That's a Wednesday?
Mm-hmm. And so is this on the agenda for April 27th?
That's a really good question, and I'm assuming it will be. All right, then I need a recommendation from someone else so we can move forward here. Would anybody else like to make some recommendations? I know there's been concern about the work that's been done. The recommendation also has been made that this could just pass the board. I'm sure there will be some discussion at the board on the board of directors meeting as well. There is a point to be made that this motion was worked on incredibly hard last year. It passed unanimously by the task force, and that's a very important recommendation for it actually. Mia, there's also, if you had some additional changes you wanted to make or you wanted to discuss it with the board, that's also something you could bring up in the board of directors meeting as well, if you wanted to do that.
Well, mine is already on the agenda with this one that's there.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, because when they asked
we could perhaps just leave it as it is. This is already on the, will also be on the agenda. Mia will have hers on as well, and this could be discussed with the board of directors. I mean, is that feasible? Is that reasonable? We could just move forward then with our agenda this evening.
This is John for the stack.
Yes, John.
At the board of directors meeting, can't the same thing that we're doing this evening be done as that discussion on this issue be tabled until a recommendation comes from a body?
That does not be before the board of directors?
For the PNB. On the 27th, when they meet, you say it's on the agenda. We ask that it be tabled and not discussed until we forward our recommendation?
Well, I know that Mia has made this recommendation, but I'm not sure that the rest of the task force is really willing to do that. So I guess I don't know how we would make a decision about that. I mean, I know that I just received this. I've not had a chance to read it. I personally would also have to reflect upon it. So,
point of order. Another issue is this is a new affiliate task force. Many people who have never been involved with the affiliates before. So how can they come to any decision in the next month or two? So, again, it's just delaying anything and all the work that was done last year by people who were on the task force and active.
So what do you say exactly? That
Well, I question how people next month who have never been on an affiliate task force can write a structure and vote on something.
Yeah, right.
A manager.
Well, the way it is right now, both of these proposals, the motion from the affiliates before the board of directors is on the agenda. Mia is saying that hers is also on the agenda. And so it just seems to me we could leave it at that. Could we not?
I'm sorry, would you repeat that last question?
Well, both of these motions apparently are on the agenda. Mia says that her motion is also on the board of directors' agenda. So one is from her, one is from, you know, all the work that the task force did last year. So if they're both on the agenda, could we not just leave it like that? And if there's going to be a discussion on the board level, there'll be a discussion at the board level.
I'm a little confused. Mia, you had something put on the PNB agenda that didn't come through the task force. It came directly from a board member. Hello?
That's a good question as well. It seems that's the case. I think that Nia was perhaps dropped.
I am back.
Hello? I'd like to talk about the procedure then about another motion being put on the agenda. Are there objections to that? Is that not appropriate?
I object.
I'm
back, Heather.
For the reason that I stipulated earlier.
Yeah. Can you hear me, Heather? Can you hear me now? Okay,
yes, I can.
This is Mia. I got dropped again. I'm back.
Madam Chair, I have a question for Nia.
Yes.
I didn't hear it.
Yes.
Nia, you didn't hear the question because you were dropped. My question is, you say that you have your resolution and it was put on the PNB agenda directly from an individual on the PNB rather than going through a committee or task force?
Well, this is what, because this was brought back to the board, Teresa, as you know, so when they were asking for motion, I had sent this to Summer way back. So when we had the agenda was later, she put it on there. I was just being courteous as an elected member of the affiliate task force now and letting you all know what I have. And, you know, some of you knew about it before. I mean, Sandra and I had some discussions last year.
But if I understand it correctly then,
yes.
The sequence would be that first the affiliate task force motion comes before the PNB, it's voted on, and if yours comes up next, probably because I guess because it has not even been approved by the task force, I don't know. I guess you'd be asking, I don't know how the sequence of how that would come before the PNB.
Well, there is a procedural problem that I would like to speak to. I think it just may clarify things.
Yes, Mia, go ahead.
It's Chandra.
I'm sorry, Chandra.
When the PNB ordered or requested that the task force come up with a structure motion last year, they said that they wanted us to come up with a structure motion because initially what had happened is there was a structure motion put before the PNB that was not vetted at all by the task force. It was introduced by one person. And it had never come before the task force, and then it got approved in April of last year. And then it got rescinded later on. It got rescinded just a month or two later. And at that time of its rescindment, the PNB ordered the task force to come up with a structure motion. We spent, you know, 6, 7, 8 months doing that and came up with a structure motion as requested by the PNB that we passed unanimously in November and put forward to the PNB as a motion. So that's why I'm suggesting that let's have that considered by the PNB, because that was unanimously approved by the task force. And then if there are modifications to be made, it should come back to the task force for those modifications to be made, not that a separate proposal or a modification of the proposal be brought to the PNB at the same time that a unanimously approved motion is before the PNB.
Okay.